We're continuing our reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're going to looking at Arilila, the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are reading some verses first, which don't have a purport, and finally we will come to text 39, which has a purport. Text 33, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Navadvip area for 24 years. He induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. Text 34, for his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed in at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. Text 35. For six of these 24 years in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years, he toured all of India chanting, dancing, and distributing love of Krishna. Text 37. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the Antyalila, or the final portions of his pastimes. Text 38. For six of the 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. He regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. So before we get to the next verse, which has the purport, we can see from these verses, it's giving a brief summary of Lord Chaitanya's life and how he enacted his pastimes for 48 years. Very short time. Very short time if we think about it, 48 years. And his youth, he was absorbed in scholarship in Navadvip, as we read here. And in his middle portion of his life, he was absorbed in the mission, outreach, mass preaching. And finally, now we're coming to the verse which is talking about his final years in Puri. They were spent in deep absorption in Krishna Leela, in Jagannath Puri. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he focuses on the first 24 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. And hence, the detailed descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life are described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then you find that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he focuses on the middle and the final pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the final years. And himself, if you notice at the beginning in Adilila, he doesn't focus so much on the childhood pastimes. And he says, why? He says, because already Vrindavan Das Thakur has described extensively these pastimes in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So hence, he just gives a brief summary. But he really goes in depth into the Madhya Lila and the Antya Lila. And hence, Srila Prabhupada calls this Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the most accurate of all renditions. The Chaitanya Charitamrita has how many verses? We always know 700 verses of the Gita. We might even remember there's 18,000 verses in the Bhagavatam, but how many in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Eleven thousand verses in the CC. And chapters, it's easy, isn't it? 18 chapters in the Gita, whatever. How many chapters in the CC? If you count them all up, from the Adilila to the 62 chapters. 62 chapters in the CC. So it gives you an idea. If I can get through 11,000 verses, that's a feat to be had. And today's verse, we will come to that now, has a purport. So we will look at this. For the 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, he taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow of ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Purport. A person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness always feels separation from Krishna, because such a feeling of separation excels the feeling of meeting Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his last 12 years of existence within this world at Jagannath Puri, taught the people of the world how, with the feeling of separation, one can develop his dormant love of Krishna. Such feelings of separation or meeting with Krishna are different stages of love of Godhead. These feelings develop in time when a person seriously engages in devotional service. The highest stage is called Prema Bhakti, but this stage is attained by executing Sadhana Bhakti. One should not try to elevate himself artificially to the stage of Prema Bhakti without seriously following the regulative principles of Sadhana Bhakti. Prema Bhakti is the stage of relishing, whereas sadhana bhakti is the stage of improving in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this cult of devotional service in full detail by practical application in his own life. It is said, therefore, Apanai Achari Bhakti Shikamu Shabare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And in the role of a Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, he instructed the entire world how one can execute devotional service and thus go back home, back to Godhead, in due course of time. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Garave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatru Vishya Krupa Sindhu Bhavacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavindaki. So taking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, the senior Vaishnavas here present, Kalyapani Prabhu, Vishwamba Prabhu, by their grace I can say something which is of encouragement to everyone in their devotional life. A few verses with no purports, and finally we come to this, the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in thinking of this, there is the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Vani Vaibhava, he says the following about Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is very interesting. He says as follows. He says, if somehow all the books in the world were destroyed, leaving only Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the people of the world could still achieve the ultimate goal of life. Even if Srimad Bhagavatam were lost, leaving only Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, they would be no loss to humanity. For whatever has been revealed in the Bhagavatam is found in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The absolute truth is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is his sound incarnation, within which is found the divine mystery of Radharani's divine status and glories. Therefore, can there be any doubt concerning the supreme status of this transcendental literature? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, speaking about that the whole of humanity can be revived, even if the Bhagavatam is lost, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because everything from the Bhagavatam is in the CC. And Prabhupada would often speak about how his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta, he loved reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I think there is a quote of that nature, and I think I have it here somewhere. But in the verses that we have here, in essence, many aspects are being discussed, but really it's looking at the principle of from Shraddha to Prema. From Shraddha to Prema. How? Rupa Goswami in his teaching speaks about this, that devotional service begins with Shraddha and ultimately ends in Prema, love of Krishna. And hence in the purport here, Prabhupada is speaking about the fact that one should execute sadhana bhakti and not try to get to Prema bhakti prematurely. And there are many examples of this in our society of individuals who try to live at Radhakund, thinking they had love of Krishna, but realizing that actually it was still premature for them. Premature that they wanted to read Time Out magazine. Or they were thinking of other things. So here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to 24 years, these are described in the diaries, and the diaries are called Kadachas, of Murari Gupta. He kept a diary of the life of Chaitanya, in Navadvipa especially, because the earlier verses were all about that, how he spent 24 years in Navadvipa. How do we know what he did? Murari Gupta had a diary of everything that he did, and that was the first of the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come out within 10 years of his leaving this world. And Murari Gupta, he brought out this first rendition. It was called the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Charitamrita. And other books were based on this later on. The later pastimes, they were recorded by Swarup Damodar Goswami from 24 to 48 years of Mahaprabhu's life. Swarup Damodar Goswami was his secretary, his servant, and he would record in his diaries the Kadachas as well. So all of this rendition was put together, and a variety of biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life were put together. And Saurabh Damodar Goswami, he explains how each of the members of the Panchatattva, they are embodiments of the different aspects of bhakti. Interestingly, he speaks about this, and it's an interesting principle. He says how, first of all, he says Srivas Thakur. He says that Srivas Thakur is the embodiment of Shuddha Nam Ashraya, which means that if you want to chant the holy name of Krishna purely, you should take shelter of Srivas Thakur. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki. And of course, Srivas Thakur is none other than Narada Muni, always chanting the glories of the Lord. And Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angam is where the kirtan of Mahaprabhu was always present. And there is the verse where five places where Mahaprabhu is always present, and one of those is Srivas Thakur's home, because the Nagar kirtan was always present there. So Srivas Thakur is that. He's the Shudanam Ashraya. The Advaitacharya, he's described by Saurabh Damodar Goswami as the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. Because why? Because Advaitacharya would worship Lord Chaitanya with great feelings of devotion. He would follow all the rules and regulations very perfectly in Krishna consciousness. And you know, there are many rules to follow. Four regulative principles. For us, chanting 16 rounds. Rupa Goswami speaks about 64 items of bhakti. So many things to follow. And it's described that Advaitacharya would execute devotional service in such a way that it would tremendously attract Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, he would faint when he would see how Advaitacharya, he was worshipping his Shalagram Srila. He would faint in ecstasy. And Advaitacharya, he is an embodiment of Rupa Goswami's verse, Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavyo na jatu chit, which means there are many rules, as I said. There are 64 principles, regulative principles, and so on. But all of them are based on this one principle, Smartavya satatam Vishnur, that always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So regardless of what stage of spiritual life we're on, from Shraddha to Prem, this key principle remains. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And Advaitacharya, 24 hours a day, he was absorbed in Krishna. And hence, Saurabh Damodar Goswami, he says that he's the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. Because he was constantly remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was constantly remembering Krishna. So as sadhakas, if we want to improve in our sadhana, it's said that you take shelter of Advaitacharya. So Damodar Goswami speaks on that principle, taking shelter of him. And then he says, Gadadhara Pandit represents Bhava Ashraya. And in the verse today, that's why I thought I'd touch on this, it speaks about this principle, from Bhava to Prema. And Gadadhara Pandit, he was, of course, none other than Radharani. None other than Radharani. So, of course, this Bhava Ashraya is an interesting principle that Saurabh Damodar Goswami speaks about. Rupa Goswami, he compares a love of Krishna, prema, to the midday sun. It's in the middle of the sky. And then he describes that Bhava is like the rising sun, just coming up. So Gadadhara Pandit is Bhava Ashraya. And then he describes Nityananda. as Prema Ashraya. That if you take shelter of Lord Nityananda, you'll get love of Krishna immediately. And Lord Nityananda has been described as Prema Matta Nityananda, Kripa Avatar, that he is intoxicated by love of Krishna, Kripa Avatar. He's an incarnation of mercy. And he never considered who is qualified and who is unqualified. He never considered these regulations, and he's freely distributing love of God. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is described as Sarvarash Ashraya, which means that he is the shelter of all the different rasas, all the different relationships that one can have, they can be found in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hence, Sarva Damodara Goswami is giving us this interesting chronology of how the Panchatattva are the principles of all of these matters. And if we want to experience relationship with Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the embodiment of all of those relationships. So just really on that basis, it's interesting, because we say Prem Shakoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. So we always recite in the Prema Dwani how we should sing with love. So here, Swarup Damodara Goswami, in his writings, he's telling us from Srivas Thakur, he's the embodiment of Chudanam Ashraya, that we can take shelter of him if we're trying to chant the holy name. Advaita Acharya, he's the Pancharatarika Vidhi Ashraya, that if we're trying to take shelter while we are practicing devotional service, he's the embodiment of that. And then, of course, we mentioned how Gadadhara Pandit, he is the embodiment of, anyone remember? Bhava Ashraya. That, the great struggle in our lives is from Shraddha to Anartha Nivritti. Great struggle. So Sarva Damodara Goswami says, if we take shelter of Gadadhara Pandit, then this stage will very quickly come to perfection. And then, of course, we mentioned how Nityananda is Prema Ashraya. He freely is giving love of God. So if we take shelter of him, we will immediately come to the platform of love of Krishna. And finally, Swarup Damodara Goswami speaks about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Ras Ashraya. All the rasas are present within him. So whatever relationship we want from Krishna, they can be found in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them. These are some of the writings that are given by Swarup Damodara Goswami. And, the Panchatattva are called the five truths. Sometimes they can be called the five lords. They can even be called the five friends. Five friends of the living entity. And if we take shelter of the Panchatattva, the famous verse is there, Mukhya Kavita, that even if you're not qualified, a dumb person, he can speak eloquent poetry. Tara Deke, that a blind man, he will see stars in the sky. And finally, a lame man, Pangum Lange Giri, lame man, he will cross mountains simply by taking shelter of the Panchatattva. And Swarup Damodara Goswami's analysis of those shelters, those five different things we can take shelter of, is very corresponding to these aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The most difficult thing can become very easy if we can take shelter of the Panchatattva. Anyone find spiritual life difficult here? I'll put two hands up. You know, it was very easy when the devotees said to us, just chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam and be happy and join us. And we thought, wow, that sounds very easy. But as the years went on and the months go on, we find it's not as simple as that. Of course, Prabhupada speaks about the mentality of the devotees. He said, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and it's crooked if our mind is crooked. So we have to simplify our mind. Simplify your mind. So I often say, chant Hare Krishna, struggle, and be happy. Because chanting Hare Krishna and being happy may not be what was on the menu there. Prabhupada, when he was with Bhavananda in America, these verses are speaking about bhava and prema and our identity. And the morning sun was coming through the room. In Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada's skin is dark. And when the sun hits that dark skin, it becomes very golden. Very golden. And Bhavananda was looking at Prabhupada's skin on his hand, and he was noticing, wow, the right time of the morning when the sun hits it at the right angle. He said, Prabhupada, your hand, your body, it looks golden. And Prabhupada, he said, yes, he said, this is my complexion in the spiritual world. He said, this is my complexion in the spiritual world. So then someone else in the room, he said, Prabhupada, can we enter and see the Rasa Leela? Of course, these are deep topics. So Prabhupada said many things at different times. And Prabhupada said at that time, he said, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will enter and you will see the Rasa Leela. And he said, your heart will become like the Rasa Stali, the place where the Rasa Leela took place. He said, if you chant Hare Krishna, and then he said, but you have to chant purely. You have to chant purely. Rupa Goswami, in his teachings in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he takes us through this stage of from Shraddha to Prem, doesn't he? Adoshada tatak sadhu sangha bhajanakriya anartha navritishat nishta ruchi ashakti bhava and prema. These are all the different stages of the development of the living entity in our life. And we can see that, you know, in the beginning all of us have that desire that we will come to those stages. And we find that anartha navritti is where we're all stuck. The anarthas are there. And it takes a whole lifetime to work on these anarthas before we really get a glimpse of that bow. Now and then we may get some glimpse. Prabhupada, when John Lennon was with him, and he could see that when Prabhupada was chanting sometimes Jai Radha Madhava, there would be tears from his eyes. There would be tears from his eyes. And Prabhupada at that time would warn them that do not imitate these symptoms of ecstasy. Prabhupada would choke up often and devotees would comment on these things. But John Lennon, he asked him an interesting question. He said, Prabhupada, he said, how is it that you command so much respect from your disciples? So, Prabhupada, he said, because I love them and therefore I serve them. Interesting. John Lennon was interested in this love of the tears and different things. And Prabhupada said, no. I love my disciples and because of that I serve them. And that's why I can command them. Often it's described that there are five levels of relationships that we can have with others in this world. And the lowest level, And you can see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these levels of relationships. You can see that in Prabhupada's pastimes as well, these relationships. And the lowest level of relationship you can have with others is called tolerating them. You find that every new life, you're just tolerating people. We have that a lot in the temple often. We tolerate a lot of people. Prabhupada was once speaking to one of his disciples, and the disciple said, "Prabhupada, I cannot get on with the other devotees. I cannot tolerate them." And Prabhupada, he said, "Just like I am tolerating you, you should tolerate all of them." So lowest level of relationship sometimes we can have is called tolerance, tolerating other people. Higher than tolerating people is forgiving people. Forgiving people. You know, unless we can forgive others, there'll only be insanity. If we can't forgive others, how is it that Krishna will forgive us? How is it that Krishna will forgive us? So it's another level of relationship. You have relationship, but you're always forgiving people. You're always tolerating people. You're always forgiving people. And that, then, you know, you get to another level, which is called respect. You respect others. You know, you realize that people are who they are, and everyone has a certain nature. And you respect them for that. One higher than respect is you encourage others. You see the potential in others, and you see this in Prabhupada a lot, isn't it? Prabhupada was always encouraging people. I think Prabhupada tolerated a lot of us. He definitely forgave a lot of us. But respect, Prabhupada always respected everyone, regardless who they were. Why? Because he saw their nature. And encouraging, Prabhupada always encouraged everyone because he saw the potential that they had. So when you see someone, you can think, wow, I can encourage this person. And the highest level is you appreciate. Why do you appreciate? Because you realize that, you know, of the population of this world. What is it now? Six?
Seven and a half,
going up always. Six, 7 billion people. You know, Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev. Manushya Nam Sahasre Shukaschid Yatati Siddhaya. Very few people, really compared to that, have taken to Krishna consciousness. It's like a few grains of mustard seed in a big bag of mustard seeds. Very few people have, and you realize that I can appreciate the people that have taken up Krishna consciousness at least. Let me appreciate them. So that's one interesting principle of levels of relationship. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Puri, as today's verse is speaking about, he was constantly absorbed in the gopis' feeling of separation from Krishna. And that's the Antya Leela, it's about that. And he, by his example, he taught about worshipping Krishna in separation. The highest kind of submission and love. And he gave these teachings in the Sikshastikam. And that's recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Rupa Goswami, I think, also quotes it. Where? Padyavali, maybe? Padyavali, Rupa Goswami quotes it, the Sikshastikam in the Padyavali as well. And in the Antya Leela, we have many instances of ecstasy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We find that due to feelings of separation from Krishna, there would be bodily transformation and ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu, he would only be pacified by the loud chanting of the holy names. And even after coming back to consciousness, he would ask Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy to recite suitable verses and to sing certain songs to soothe his consciousness. So you'll find that all the way in the Antililas, the purport is speaking on that. And some of the pastimes are that Krishna, when he would go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath, he would not see Jagannath. He would see Gopal. He would see Krishna. He wouldn't see the form of Jagannath. He was seeing, my God, Krishna, the cowherd boy with the flute. And he would be absorbed in that leela. He would feel, I am in Vrindavan, in separation. And of course, what happened one time is that an old lady, an Orion lady, she was so eager to see Jagannath that she climbed on the Garuda Stamba and she had one foot on the shoulder of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, you know, Saurabh Damodar and they were all so upset at this Orion lady. What is she doing? And what happened is as soon as she climbed his shoulder, it broke his meditation. He thought he was in Vrindavan. He was seeing Krishna in Vrindavan. All of a sudden, he saw Jagannath now. And he thought, I'm back in Kurukshetra. So his meditation, it broke immediately. He returned to external consciousness. Of course, they chastised the Orion lady, all of them. That how, he's a sannyasi, what are you doing standing on? And then, of course, Mahaprabhu, he chastised them. He said, if only I had that eagerness that she had to see Krishna. That eagerness that she had. So sometimes, you know, we're all here in the temple room and we might see an old Indian lady pushing past us to go to the front. That eagerness to see Krishna. Do we have that eagerness? Do we have that eagerness to see Krishna? In the Antilila, there are some others where when he saw the Chataka Parvat, Chataka Parvat was when he would see near the Tota Gopinath Mandir. There are these sand dunes. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see these sand dunes, because he was in separation from Krishna, he would see Govardhan Hill. And he would run and chase and fall over on the sand dunes, thinking that this was Govardhan Hill. And again, of course, this would break his meditation when he'd realize that he was not in Govardhan. He was not with Krishna, but he was back in Puri. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was passing by the ocean and there was a flower garden there. And when he saw the flower garden and the flowers and the trees, he envisioned that this was Vrindavan. This was the deepness in the Antilila which is present in Mahaprabhu. And he started to look for Radha and Krishna in that, and he was asking all the trees and the creepers, where is Krishna? Where is Radharani? This is all in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the way. He's asking them, where are they? Where are they? And again, he comes to external consciousness. And as I mentioned earlier, when this external consciousness would break, he would be feeling so much separation that Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, they would recite songs to soothe his consciousness. They would recite verses. Once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, because he was having these ecstasies, sattvika bhavas, they would lock him in the Gambira, because the Antilila, the last portion of his life, he was locked up in Kashi Mishra's house, which is known as the Gambira, in one room. And you can go there, you can go to Puri, and you can see that room. It's a small room, same room that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in. You can see his sandals, which they keep. But there are three doors in the Gambira. And they locked all the three doors. But once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard the flute. He he heard the flute. And when he heard the flute, although he was locked by three different doors, he mystically escaped. And when Saurabh Damodar, Ramananda, they all came, they were running around all over Puri to look for him. And finally, where did they find him? Anyone remember? In the goshala, in the cowshed. And they found that all his limbs had retracted in, and he was in deep ecstasy. Of course, they immediately had to chant the holy name very loudly. And he came back to external consciousness. And then again, he was feeling such separation that they would recite verses, they would sing songs just to appease him, just to soothe his consciousness at that time. So all of these things, they are described in a variety of places, but specifically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only left the only writings he leaves on the Shikshastikam. And the Shikshastikam really equally is a journey from Shraddha to Prem. Each of the verses from the first verse to the eighth verse, it is really all about Shraddha and Prem. Symptoms of pure love. And through his example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught the principle of loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees. So especially in the Shikshastikam, and especially 6, 7, and 8 describes this journey from bhava to prema as described in today's verse as well. And the 6th verse, anyone remember the 6th verse? Sikshastikam. Yes. Nayanam galud ashraya vadanam gadgada rudaya gire pulakir nichitam vapu kada tavanama grahani bhavishyati. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is speaking about, we often recite these verses, When will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly? When I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? When will the hairs on my end stand? When will the hairs on my body stand on end when I recite your holy name? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is referring to the sattvika bhavas, or ecstatic bodily transformation that occur when we develop love of Krishna. Speaking of that, really. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it speaks of these items: tears, pride, joy, fainting, madness, trembling, patience, humility, melancholy, perspiration, hair standing on end, faltering of the voice. These are all natural symptoms of ecstatic love of God. They cause a devotee to dance and even float. But Prabhupada in the purport is reminding us that you cannot falsely do these things. You have to begin with sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti, and then you will get to bhava bhakti, and then you will get to prema bhakti. And Rupa Goswami, again, he warns us as well on this, that one cannot imitate these symptoms as well. But specifically, these three aspects are being mentioned. Nayanam galud ashrudareya. That streams of tears, they run down from our eyes. Harisori Prabhu, he speaks about this, where he says that once on the Gaur Purnima day, when Prabhupada was in Atlanta and he was speaking from the song Parama Karuna, and Shruti Kirti Prabhu was there as well. And he was sitting right in front of him. He remembers that Prabhupada stopped in the middle of the class. And those that were far away could see some tears were coming, but Shruti Kirti remembers that the tears were shooting out of Prabhupada's eyes. Because this is mentioned as well. The tears shoot out when these symptoms are there. And because they landed on Shruti Kirti, he said they were warm tears. It mentions cold tears, warm tears. These are all mentioned in the Nectar Devotion. So Prabhupada, when he was giving this class, he stopped for a while, and Shruti Kirti mentions this. Vadanam gadgada rudai gira. Voice falters, it becomes choked up. And Prabhupada often would choke up when he was singing Jai Radha Madhava. When he was speaking, he would choke up. And pulakar nichitam vapukada, that hairs will stand erect in our body. Generally for us, it's when we're frightened. But in Prabhupada, they were because he had love of Krishna. Love of Krishna. And texts of Sikshastikam 7, anyone remember that one? Yeah, we can recite it together. Yugayatam nimishena chakshusha prashayatam shunyayatam jagat saravam govinda virahinami. Of course, this is speaking about today's verse, that separation. And it's really all about the internal struggles of a living entity nearing perfection. That a moment, it seems like 12 years or more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling that in Puri in the last few years of his manifest Leela. And of course, this is all described in the Nectar of Devotion as two levels, Sambhog, or devotion in union, or Vipralamba Seva, that devotion in separation. And separation is considered higher. And the example in the Nectar of Devotion which is given is that when Radha and Krishna were together, and Krishna, he saw a bumblebee. And of course, the same name is there for Krishna and the bumblebee, Madhusudan. And the principle was given that Madhusudan has gone. Krishna, he chased away the bee because Radharani was frightened of the bee. And Radharani thought, my God, Krishna has gone. So that example Rupa Goswami, he gives of Vipralamba Bhava. That although Krishna was there, she was still feeling separation in that. But how do we as sadhakas measure all of these things in our life? Bringing it back to reality. How do we measure all of these things in our life? We're not going to experience all these things tomorrow. So how do we measure it? Satrup Goswami, he speaks about this. He says that you can measure your advancement very simply by, are you losing taste for material life? Don't worry about the sattvika bhavas. Have you stopped watching television? Are you losing taste for material life? And are you becoming attached to Krishna? He says, two very simple things. Two very simple things. You know, material life has many things. Are we losing the taste for material life? Of course, we use everything material in the service of Krishna as well equally. But we all know what material life is about. So are we losing that taste? And equally, are we becoming attached to Krishna? Simple barometer to see if we're advancing. Very, very simple barometer that we can take. Bhaktisiddhanta, in his Vani Vaibhava, he says as follows. Again, interesting. He says, in due course, Mahapralaya, devastating floods will inundate the entire universe. If you attempt to survive by swimming in the deluge, then do not neglect to take hold of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Or if you cannot hold to all three, then release Bhagavad Gita. If necessary, you may also relinquish Srimad Bhagavatam. But under no circumstances, release your hold on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. For if this one book remains, then the flood can do no actual damage. Because after it has subsided, the message of Shastra can be revived from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it being the essence of all Shastra. So if there's a flood and you've got the Bhagavatam, the CC, and the Gita, he's saying if the Bhagavad Gita drops off because it's all too heavy, if the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, but the CC, don't let go of that. Because the entire society, it can be revived just from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the final verse, of course, on the Shikshastikam, Mahaprabhu, he speaks about Aslisyava Padaratam Pinushtuma Adarshana Marma Hatam Karotiva Yatha Tata Na Vitohalampato Mat Prana Natu Sheva Na Paraho. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, he's saying that Krishna, whether he embraces me or he kicks me away, he's my Lord, life after life. So again, we're confronted by Sambhog and Vipralamba, whether in union or separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remains true to the Lord of his life. And this is the dedication required to reach the supreme destination. In the purport today, it's speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I spoke about the ecstasies that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just had. And there's one more that I can recall and I remember, which somebody said, which was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumping into the ocean. That he was walking along the ocean in the Puri, and he thought, this is the Jamuna. Now, whether he was walking along or he was in the boat, I don't know, I can't remember. Was he in a boat or he was walking along? Maybe either. Anyway, he thought the ocean was the Jamuna. And he jumped into the Jamuna, into the ocean. And when they tried to rescue him, he was swept away by the currents into the ocean, far away. No one could, and they looked everywhere for him, of course. And then the famous pastime is there, that they're looking all through the Puri ocean on the shores, and finally they meet a fisherman. And everyone says the fisherman is haunted. And he says, the famous drama, isn't it? He comes out, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. He's chanting Hari Hari, and he said, what has happened to you? He said, I'm haunted by a ghost. I caught something in the ocean. And of course, Sarvadamada Goswami realized immediately that this must be Chaitanya. He said, tell us this big fish you have caught. And he said, don't go near there, it is a ghost. So of course it was Chaitanya, and then of course they immediately, loudly started chanting the holy name of Krishna. And he came back to his consciousness, and they started reciting verses to pacify him. And one more, anyone remember any more there? Antyalila of Mahaprabhu going into ecstasy. Ah, yes, Gambira. Someone said Gambira. He used to scrape rub his cheeks against the walls of the Gambira. That is to do with when Advaita Acharya, he sent a note via Jagadananda Pandit. Because Advaita Acharya had requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not leave until Advaita Acharya gave the order. So Advaita Acharya, he wrote on a palm leaf at that time, and he gives a note. And from that, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after reading that, he feels great separation. And in that separation, of course, he's rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambira. And final quote here from the Prabhupada here. About the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's a lecture from 1974 in Mayapur. Prabhupada is saying the following. He says, the Bhagavad Gita is the A, B, C and D to enhance. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study, and the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study of spiritual life. My Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, whenever he got some time, he used to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's interesting. Whenever he got some time, he would read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he predicted that the whole world would read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And for this reason, they will learn Bengali. So if anybody know Bengali here? There's a couple of people Bengali who are from Bengal. They don't need to learn Bengali. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that the whole world will learn Bengali just to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, following in his footsteps, I have kept the Bengali character and tried to give the literary meaning of each word of the Bengali poem. This is, of course, Sanskrit. This book is full of Sanskrit verses. Some of them are composed by the author himself, Kaviraj Goswami, and some of them are quoted from various literatures. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Prabhupada giving the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita to all of us. This is the month of December of July now, and many things happen in the month of July. Here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, July is the month of Rathi Yatra, of course. But very soon, what happened in 1966 on July the 13th? I hope everybody knows, because we've missed the point otherwise. Yes, ISKCON officially registered the charity and we'll be celebrating that all over the world, the actual day, 50 years ago, that Prabhupada registered ISKCON. So we have a fantastic week coming up for everyone, that week of the incorporation of ISKCON. So that week we have a special guest coming. His name is Yogeshwara Prabhu. Everybody knows Yogeshwara Prabhu. He's a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He's written many books. In fact, he works for the United Nations as an advisor on interfaith. Very big post he has there. So he's coming, and he has a book, The Swami in Strange Land. Swami in Strange Land. So he's going to be speaking on that. And of course, he had met George Harrison many times, and he was here at the manor at that time. I believe he was in France when Prabhupada went to France. Is that right, Kalyapani Prabhu? Installing of the deities. So he has a lot of leela around that. So he'll be with us that week, incorporation week. So on the Wednesday, in the morning, he'll be giving a special class. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a aspect called gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. We'll all come together and we'll all be saying something in gratitude to Srila Prabhupada 50 years on. So this will all be in the temple room here or in Prabhupada's room, depending. And then there'll be a huge feast in honor of Srila Prabhupada with 108, 200 offerings, whatever. And then in the evening, Yogeshwara Prabhu will continue and he'll be speaking about George Harrison and his spiritual journey, because he's written a special book about him as well. So that's Incorporation Day. On the Saturday, the 16th, the day before Rathi Yatra, we have another big festival here, and it is a reunion of all the devotees. It's also the official opening of Srila Prabhupada's garden, the rose garden that you see. It's slowly taking shape. And the theme of the Rose Garden is, it's Prabhupada's garden, it's the spiritual master and the disciple. So we'll be officially opening that. There's still a fountain to put together there. So we'll put that together and we'll open that. That'll be along, I think we'll begin that Saturday from 1 o'clock here with the Abhishek of Srila Prabhupada, the small murti. We'll have an opportunity to do that. Then we'll be going into the Prabhupada's garden. And then we'll round off in the George Harrison garden when Yogeshwara Prabhu again will be speaking about Srila Prabhupada in the Strange Land from his book. That's all on that Saturday, all the way in the evening as well. We'll continue. And then, of course, Sunday is Rathi Yatra. Sunday's Rathi Yatra. So many devotees from all over the UK will be here for that incorporation week. And the actual day of incorporation, apart from us having a festival here, to celebrate Prabhupada's 50th. We also thought we would do something to remind the rest of the world. So in London, we will be at 50 tube stations, distributing 5,000 cupcakes to remind everyone that we've been around for 50 years. And again in the evening, there'll be another aspect of it, to show everyone, again, a box of prasadam or something and a flyer, a booklet, at the tube stations, 50 tube stations, just to remind everyone. And hopefully in the media, they'll remember, oh, today the Hare Krishnas are celebrating 50 years. And what are they famous for in London? Prasadam distribution. So we'll, in Soho Square, ISKCON London, Parshuram, there'll be a project called Feed the 5,000. They'll be feeding the 5,000 from there. Just to remind London that we've been around for so long. July also marks some devotees from the ashram moving to Leicester. So for 1 year at least they've committed. Gaur Krishna Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu, who else? Sundar Jagannath Prabhu, three of them. So three of them will be going to Leicester. And they'll begin the Brahmachari Ashram in Leicester. The refurbishment of Leicester Temple is finally coming to a close. And they're also opening on Incorporation Day as well. And they have a big festival there as well. So three devotees will be going for 1 year to Leicester to start up the ashram in Leicester. So we wish them well. And equally, we have Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu. He's not moving to Leicester. He's moving a little further. For 1 year, he's going to be based in ISKCON Budapest in Hungary, heading up the ashram there, the book distribution there as well. So many things happening in the month of July. Anything I've missed from the ladies' side? Anything happening in July? World Holy Name Day, I think that's not just in the ladies' ashram, I think it's everywhere, but I'm sure we'll celebrate that. Thank you very much, everyone. It's all our services are contributing to Srila Prabhupada's 50th, and we hope to continue doing that all the way to the end of the year. Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.